USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump now says he won't reinstate a protocol to remove migrant children from their parents.
I'm the one that stopped it.
The Trump administration's policy of separating families have brought criticism from Republicans as well as Democrats and promoted numerous lawsuits.
When you don't do it, it brings a lot more people to the border. We are not looking to do it. But President Obama had the law. We changed the law. And I think the press should accurately report it, but of course they won't.
Last June, President Trump signed an executive order ending the family separation policy that was originally announced by then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions as a zero-tolerance policy almost exactly a year ago. It was a tough day on Wall Street. The Dow was down 190, the NASDAQ was down 44, and the S&P 500 down 17. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Attorney General William Barr was grilled by House Democrats about the Mueller-Russia report. He said he expects to release a redacted full report within a week.
I am relying on my own discretion to make as much public as I can.
Appropriations Committee Chair New York Democrat Nita Lowey told Barr she was taken back with his initial release of just 4 pages of highlights from a nearly 400-page report.
We have a responsibility, frankly, to know exactly what happened. And I think the Attorney General just stonewalled us. He shared with us what he wanted to share with us, and what he didn't want to share with us, he went on.
Barr says he has no intention of releasing classified information or information related to the grand jury. Full House star Lori Loughlin, her husband, and 14 other parents now face an additional charge of money laundering in the college admission scandal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A measles outbreak across the country has many folks on edge. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The number of measles cases confirmed in the U.S. since the beginning of the year already surpasses the total number of confirmed in 2018. Dr. Rudolph Valentini tells WDIV-TV in Detroit.
That vulnerable patient population are those that are unimmunized. So, really, if we can get 95% of our populace vaccinated, if we can achieve 95% vaccination, we can eradicate measles.
Valentini also tells a local Detroit News affiliate.
You have to take care of yourself, but you have to take care of the person to your right and to your left. And really, the responsible thing to do is to get vaccinated.
The Pentagon has revised the death toll from a Monday Taliban attack in Afghanistan. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest from Washington.
The military now says 3 U.S. soldiers were killed, but not the contractor, an Afghan citizen, who was initially reported to be among the fatalities when a bomb struck the convoy near the Bagram airfield. 3 other U.S. service members also wounded in the attack, for which the Taliban has claimed responsibility. The fatalities bring to 7 the number of U.S. soldiers killed so far this year in Afghanistan. Last year, there were 13 American service members killed there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.